Hello, this is A Plus English. I'm Seb.
And I'm Elsie. Seb, I have a question for you. Have you been to Japan before?
Actually, I lived in Japan for 6 months.
Wow!
Yeah, I was studying Japanese at Osaka University.
Osaka University! I've been to Osaka before.
Really? Have you? What
Yes!
did you think?
I liked it there a lot! Oh, so when you were studying Japanese in Osaka, how was it?
It was great. I got to learn so much about the language, the culture, and the history. I also did a lot of traveling.
Oh.
Tokyo was one of my favorite places.
Tokyo.
Have you ever been to Tokyo, Elsie?
So I've been to Osaka, but I've never been to Tokyo.
Well, you have to
I
go.
have to go?
Tokyo is so much fun.
Wow.
The best time to go is during Hanami.
Hanami. But do you know today's article is about Hanami in Tokyo?
Really?
But what is Hanami? I think we'll have to find it out in our article today, right?
Yeah, let's find out.
Welcoming spring with Hanami. You're in a park in Tokyo, and it's spring. A sea of light pink flowers waves in the wind above your head. Hundreds of other people are at the park to see the flowers' beauty. This tradition of hanami, or flower viewing, goes back hundreds of years in Japan. Every spring, Japanese people have picnics in parks with cherry trees. They sit under the trees and eat, drink, and have fun together. People have to save seats because it's so popular. The cherry blossoms are symbols of life for the Japanese. The flowers don't last long, but they're beautiful while they're alive.
Word power!
Spring, spring. In spring, the weather gets warmer and the parks are full of flowers. In spring, the weather gets warmer and the parks are full of flowers. Tradition, tradition. In Taiwan, it's a tradition for families to have dinner together on Chinese New Year's Eve. In Taiwan, it's a tradition for families to have dinner together on Chinese New Year's Eve. Picnic, picnic. We brought some food and went to the park for a picnic. We brought some food and went to the park for a picnic. Symbol, symbol. In many countries, a heart shape is a symbol of love. In many countries, a heart shape is a symbol of love.
认识字汇.
Viewing, cherry trees, cherry blossom.
All right, so our article today is called Welcoming Spring with Hanami, and it begins like this. You're in a park in Tokyo, and it's spring. All right, so we are outside in the park, and it's spring. That's a noun, S-P-R-I-N-G, spring. What could that mean? Let's find out. Okay, so spring is a time of year. Specifically, it's the months after winter, when the weather starts to get warmer and the flowers start to come out. In places like North America, Europe, and China, spring starts around March and lasts until June, when it gets really hot. Spring is one of the four seasons that are different parts of the year and have different types of weather and temperatures. After spring comes summer, and then which is the hottest time of the year. And then we have fall or autumn. We call it autumn in the UK, which is when the leaves start to turn orange and brown and fall off the trees. And then we have winter, which is when we have Christmas and Chinese New Year. Now, at different times of the year, people might do different activities. Spring cleaning is one of them in the West. That's when people clean out all the different things that they don't use anymore so they can have their houses nice and tidy for the coming year. Our example sentence for spring is, in spring, the weather gets warmer and the parks are full of flowers. In spring, the weather gets warmer and the parks are full of flowers.
Spring, 春天。那注意哦，字首的 SP 我们要念的是 SP 的声音。再一次哦， Spring。那我们例句说呢，在春天天气变得更暖和，公园里充满了花朵。春天是 Spring， 夏天是 Summer， 秋天美式用法是 Fall， 英式用法是 Autumn， 最后冬天是 Winter。那文章开头呢，要我们想象自己在东京的某个公园，时间是春天。So now I'm at the park and it's spring.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's beautiful. The article explains just how beautiful. It says, a sea of light pink flowers waves in the wind above your head.
Wow.
Wow, what a beautiful image.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
我们知道 sea 是海洋、mm-hmm. 那 a sea of something 代表一大片大量的某个东西、mm-hmm. 那注意哦 a sea of something 视为一个整体所以它是一个第三人称单数的主词后方动词 wave 需要加上 s But what does the word waves mean here?
Well, we're not talking about waving hello or waving goodbye, no. We're talking about the branches of the trees moving up and down、oh. in the wind, just like a wave on the sea. You know how waves come、yeah. up and they go down, yeah.
所以这边的 wave 是摇曳、mm-hmm. 像这个海浪一样摇曳、动移动的意思那在茫茫一片的淡粉红花朵当中呢它们会在你的这个头上的上方风中摇曳着那另外、mm-hmm. wave 还有一个意思是挥动像刚刚 Seb 讲到的 wave your hand 挥动你的手当然、mm-hmm. wave 当名词就是海浪的意思了哇、mm-hmm. wow, a sea of pink flowers must be very very beautiful
it must be very it's a very beautiful image isn't、yeah. it in fact the article says thathundreds of other people are at the park to see the flowers' beauty.、Mm-hmm. Okay, so the park is really busy. Lots of people are there to look at these pink flowers, waving in the breeze. How many people are there, though, Elsie?
How many?、Mm. 100代表一百。不过课本杂志里面文章写的是 hundreds of people,、mm. 所以代表的是数以百计的人。
Right, or we could even talk about thousands of something if there are 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, or even more of that, of a thing. So, for example, thousands of cherry trees are all over the park.
好啦，所以回到文章呢，我们说到在这个时间呢，数以百计的人会涌入公园欣赏这些花朵。They like to watch these beautiful flowers.
Mm-hmm.Yes, the article says this tradition of hanami, or flower viewing, goes back hundreds of years in Japan. So hundreds of years like hundreds of people, right?
Yes,、mm-hmm. 就是数以百计年。
Yes, so hanami has a lot of history. People have been enjoying it for hundreds of years. The article uses another word for hanami, though. It's flower viewing.The second word there, view, means to look at something, especially something beautiful or interesting. So we're using it with the ing here to make it a noun. So flower viewing is an activity where people look at flowers.
就赏花的意思了。Mm-hmm.
And there's another important word here, tradition. That's a noun and it's spelled T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N, tradition. Why is it important though?Let's take a look. Okay, so a tradition is a practice or activity that lots of people have been doing for a very long time. These can be little things that you do at home, like, for example, having a barbecue during Mid-Autumn Festival or visiting your grandparents during Chinese New Year. It can also be big things too, though, as well. Yanshui Fireworks Festival in Tainan, for example, is a tradition that happens every year. We could say that it is a traditional holiday, because it happens on a specific day, or a traditional event. Traditional is the adjective form of tradition. We can also say that something is a tradition to, or it is traditional to do something. In many Asian countries, it is a tradition to take your shoes off before you enter someone's home. That's a good example of how we can use that. Now, you don't do a tradition in English. We say practice a tradition instead. But what if you stop practicing a tradition? Well, in that case, you break the tradition, or you break tradition, just like you break a rule. So our example sentence for tradition is, in Taiwan, it's a tradition for families to have dinner together on Chinese New Year's Eve. In Taiwan, it's a tradition for families to have dinner together on Chinese New Year's Eve.
Tradition 这个名词呢是传统的意思。那例句说啊，在台湾，家人在除夕夜一起吃晚餐是个传统。Mm-hmm. 那我们在 tradition 的字尾加上 al 就变成 traditional 传统的这个形容词。So we can also say flower viewing is a traditional thing to do in Japan. 日本的赏花活动是一项传统。But when did it start? It started hundreds of years ago.、Mm-hmm. 文章中用到 go back, 代表的是追溯到某个时间。
Okay, so it's time to learn a little bit more about this interesting tradition now. The article says, every spring, Japanese people have picnics in parks with cherry trees.
I love picnics.
Okay, I love picnics too.But who is having the picnics?
Japanese. 那他们在日本，我们先复习一下日本这个国家的名称 Japan， 记得字首 J 大写。再来呢 ，Japanese 就是日本人，或是日文。当形容词用的话是日本的，所以 Japanese people 就是日本人。那每个春天呢，他们都会 have picnics。I love picnics.
You love picnics, so do I. Picnic, that's a noun, and it's spelt P-I-C-N-I-C. Picnic. Let's find out a little bit more about picnics, shall we?
Okay.
So, basically, a picnic is a type of meal that we have outside. Normally, when we have a picnic, we take a big basket of food to the park, or the beach, or maybe even the mountains, and we lay out a big blanket on the ground and sit down. So there are verb forms of how to say picnic. We could say have a picnic or go for a picnic. Both of these mean doing the activity of sitting down and having a meal, outside.So we can also say that the place that we have a picnic is called a picnic spot, or if there is a specific area, where people can go to have picnics, we call this a picnic area. There's also, such a thing as picnic tables. These are special tables outside where you can go and have your lunch. So our example sentence for picnic is, we brought some food and went to the park for a picnic.We brought some food and went to the park for a picnic.
Picnic 这个名词呢是野餐，那它的拼法很好记哦，我们把它切一半 ，picnic, P-I-C-N-I-C。那我们例句说啊，我们带了一些食物到公园野餐。文章说什么呢？每个春天，日本人都会在公园野餐，旁边还有樱花相陪 ，so romantic.
It is very romantic.So when's the last time you went for a picnic, Elsie?
Like a couple of years ago.
Really? That long? I went to Dian Park like last week and had
so one. Good. Next time you have to bring me there.
Yeah.
I want to join you.
Okay. Well, it sounds like Japanese people have a lot of fun on picnics too. The article explains they sit under the trees and eat, drink, and have fun together.
Wow. 他们就坐在树下一起吃喝玩乐。So good.
Yeah. It goes on.People have to save seats because it's so popular. Wow, so people like it so much. Mm-hmm. There are so many people that people even have to save seats. That means they have to book or reserve a spot to have their picnic at because if they just come there on their own, there might not be any space.
Oh, yeah. And they have to go home.
And then they have to go home.
Or find another spot.
Or find another spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Find another picnic spot. There are lots of different times and places we can save seats. For example, if I am meeting Elsie at a coffee shop and I get there before her, I can save her a seat, which means I can get an extra seat and make sure she has somewhere to sit down when she gets there. Mm-hmm. Or if she is going to get there before me, I could text her and ask her to save a seat for me. We can also use save in other ways too. When we save money, for example, we try and spend less and hold on to our money so we can use it in the future. Mm-hmm. I could save money for a summer vacation or even save money for college.
Oh, 所以 save 有很多意思哦。文章里面呢 ,save 的意思是保留留下。那因为太受欢迎了人们还是必须要帮别人留位子。那 save 还可以当作省下或储存像是 save money, 省钱存钱。那 save 还可以当拯救的意思哦。比如说呢 ,the firefighters saved the family from fire, 消防人员将这家人从火场救出来。Okay, so, Seb, do you like cherry trees? 你喜欢樱花树吗？
Oh, I think they are so beautiful, especially when the cherry blossoms are in bloom. Cherry blossoms, by the way, are the little pink and white flowers on the cherry trees. I think they are very pretty, especially when they are in full bloom, which is a way of saying when a flower is fully open. It's in full bloom. Yeah. However, in Japan, cherry blossoms are even more important than that. They're not just pretty. The article says...The cherry blossoms are symbols of life for the Japanese.
Oh,
big meaning.
Yeah,blossoms 是花朵 cherry blossoms 就是樱花 and for the Japanese, they are symbols of life.
Right, they are symbols of life. Symbol, that's another noun, and it's spelled S-Y-M-B-O-L. Symbol. What could this mean? Let's find out. Okay, so a symbol is a picture, object, shape, or thing...that has a special meaning and represents something. Normally, we say that something is a symbol of something else. Cherry blossoms are a symbol of life in the article. In Taiwan, we might say that the color red is a symbol of good luck, or that pineapples are a symbol of wealth, so they are a symbol that people have a lot of money. In Western countries, we also say that doves,those white birds that you sometimes see, are a symbol of peace. The verb form of symbol is symbolize. Cherry blossoms symbolize life. The adjective is symbolic, which means something that has a lot of meaning to it. Okay, so we can say somebody's behavior is symbolic or a gesture is symbolic, meaning that it has a lot, it really means something. And our example for symbol is...In many countries, a heart shape is a symbol of love. In many countries, a heart shape is a symbol of love.
Symbol 这个名词就是象征、标志。那例句当中呢，我们看到的是呢，我们听到的是呢，在很多国家当中呢，星星是作为爱情的象征。那回到文章，我们说啊，这些樱花对日本人来说是生命的象征 ，a symbol of life.
Okay, so we also heard how cherry blossoms are a symbol of life for the Japanese. Now, Japanese, we use this word to talk about people from Japan. Japan, Japanese. Let's go to our magic box now and learn more about this special word.
大家好，我就是集美丽的外貌及聪慧的心灵于一身，人如其名的女子贝尔。大家呢都很好奇，哎，到底要到哪里找像我这种美丽的女子 ？Where are you from？ 你到底从哪里来呀？其实呢，贝尔我来自法国的小乡村。I am from France. I am.French, 我来自法国，我是一个法国人。看我讲法文 ，Bonjour， 有没有很有法式风情，好浪漫哦！大家有注意到刚刚的句子吗？当我们要说国家以及国民哦 ，France 是国家 French 是法国人哦，有注意到吗？这两字长得很像，但是又有点不太一样。别担心，今天呢就要帮你介绍一些常见的国家咯。首先呢，我们先看这两种字的词性。首先呢，国家当然是名词哦，是这个国家的名字。所以呢，当我们讲国家的名字的时候呢，就像你的名字一样呢，一定开头第一个字母要大写哦。注意到呢，我们 France 法国 F-R-A-N-C-E F 就要大写。法国人呢 French 也是一样啊，第一个字母必须大写。这个字呢除了当名词哦，表示法国人之外呢，它也可以当形容词，就表示法国的。你呢就可以用它来形容其他名词，像是呢大家很喜欢的法式料理 French cuisine， 法国的料理。 OK， 一样这个字呢，它呢还可以当名词，也表示语言了。比方说呢 I can speak French， 我会说法文。有没有呢非常多功，这个字就是这样使用咯。除了呢法国之外，这边补充给你一些常见的国家跟国籍。首先呢，我知道大家都是台湾人哦，台湾呢我们就说台湾，台湾。那台湾的或是台湾人呢，我们就说 Taiwanese， 例如呢 Taiwanese culture， 台湾文化。而我们的对岸呢，中国就是 China， OK， 中国人，中国的或者中国话，我们就说 Chinese。 Can you speak Chinese？ 你会说中文吗？ OK， 另外呢附近的我们的日本、韩国 Japan and Korea， OK， 日本跟韩国。如果呢你要强调是南韩，我们就说 South Korea， OK， 变化型呢我们就说 Japanese 或者是呢 Korean， OK， 像是大家最喜欢看的日剧、韩剧哦， Japanese drama 或者是呢 Korean drama， 日剧、韩剧。再来呢，我们可以看看我住的欧洲。OK， 欧洲有什么国家呢？比方说德国 ，Germany， 德国的或是德国人，我们就是 German。西班牙 ，Spain， 西班牙的西班牙文或是西班牙人 ，Spanish。再难一点呢，葡萄牙的 Portugal。OK， 葡萄牙的或是葡萄牙文 ，Portuguese。OK， 英国呢 ？OK， 英国呢，我们通常是说 United Kingdom。UK 或者是呢 Britain， OK， 不列颠。所以呢英国人呢或是英语，我们就可以说 British。 在过去一点点，过去很多，就到我们的美洲了，美国，我们就说 America 或是 American， 美国人。单字很多，但是不要担心，遇到一个就记起来一个，不会很难的啦。
The article goes on, the flowers don't last long, but they're beautiful while they're aliveYes, you actually have to be very quick、mm-hmm. if you want to see Hanami because they fall off the trees after only a couple of weeks.
所以虽然这些花维持不久，但是呢它们在开花的时候都是非常漂亮的。You know what? Our article makes me really want to go to Tokyo right now.
Well, you have to watch the Japanese weather forecast
this week. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they actually、work out when Hanami are going to appear、mm-hmm. in different parts of the country.、Mm-hmm.But you'll have to do that later because now it's time for us to go through to our review time.
Review time!、Mm-hmm. Let's go!
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so it's time for us to review some of those words that we've learnt today. Are you ready, Elsie?
I'm always ready!
Okay, great!So, I've got a couple of tricky little tests for you, okay?
Ah, tricky little、mm-hmm. tests? 会很难吗?
Riddles.
Riddles?
Riddles, yes.
谜题,谜语。
We're going to see how many of those words you can remember.
I'll try my
best. Okay.
Okay.
So, my first riddle for you is, the flowers are blooming. It's time to clean.
Clean.
I come every year to make the weather warmer and the days longer.
Okay.
What am I?
This is a season. And in this season,、mm-hmm. the weather is warm. So this season is spring.
Yes! Yes. I thought you were going to say summer.
Spring.
Spring. Okay.
After winter.
After winter comes spring.、
Yeah.
Okay. Our second word is, well, I was going to tell you then. Our second riddle is,、
uh-huh.
I'm a meal with friends, but don't sit at the dinner table. Take me outside.And enjoy the fresh air.
哦，你要跟朋友一起吃，然后在 outside 外面，不要在 inside the dinner table 这边，那你就是一个 picnic。
Exactly, right, okay. Well, it seems like you've got all of those words from today nice、uh-huh. and memorized up here.
But we still have two more, but I think our students can、mm-hmm. do the two words、yes. on their own,、mm-hmm. right?
Yes,、okay. yes. Okay, well, it's been fun, but it's time for you guys to go off and see how many of those words you can remember for English、A+. I'm Seb.
I'm Elsie. Bye.
Bye.
Welcoming Spring with Hanami. You're in a park in Tokyo, and it's spring. A sea of light pink flowers waves in the wind above your head. Hundreds of other people are at the park to see the flowers' beauty. This tradition of Hanami, or flower viewing,goes back hundreds of years in Japan. Every spring, Japanese people have picnics in parks with cherry trees. They sit under the trees and eat, drink, and have fun together. People have to save seats because it's so popular. The cherry blossoms are symbols of life for the Japanese. The flowers don't last long,But they're beautiful while they're alive.
Word power! Spring. Spring. In spring, the weather gets warmer and the parks are full of flowers. In spring, the weather gets warmer.And the parks are full of flowers. Tradition, tradition. In Taiwan, it's a tradition for families to have dinner together on Chinese New Year's Eve. In Taiwan, it's a tradition for families to have dinner together on Chinese New Year's Eve.Picnic, picnic. We brought some food and went to the park for a picnic. We brought some food and went to the park for a picnic. Symbol, symbol. In many countries, a heart shape is a symbol of love. In many countries,A heart shape is a symbol of love.
认识字汇
Viewing. Cherry trees. Cherry blossom.